This is CBS News.
It is the first case of its type in U.S. history, and this afternoon it is right here in North Texas. 90 degrees at 5:03. Welcome to the KRLD Afternoon News.
Breaking news now. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A confirmed case of Ebola in Dallas. Dr. Thomas Frieden, the director of the Centers for Disease Control, making the announcement just a few minutes ago.
I have no doubt that we will control this importation or this case of Ebola so that it does not spread widely in this country.
A patient in strict isolation at Texas Health Presbyterian in Dallas. That's where we find KRLD's Austin York.
The patient had recently returned to Dallas from West Africa, where the Ebola virus has killed more than 3,000 people. Now, samples from that patient were sent to the CDC in Atlanta and did come back as positive for the Ebola virus. Now, officials here are saying that the procedures and equipment here at Presbyterian are up to the challenge to take care of this patient, and they're also trying to calm concerns that people have, saying that the only way you can really get the Ebola virus is transmitted through some very direct contact with the patient. We are awaiting a 5:30 press conference for more information. At Presbyterian, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
State health officials say only one case of Ebola has been diagnosed in Texas and that no others are suspected so far.
We have more now on the timeline of all this. The patient left Liberia on September 19th, arrived here on the 20th. When he landed, he had no signs of the disease, but started showing symptoms around the 24th, went to Texas Health Presbyterian in Dallas, CDC Director Thomas Frieden.
The reality is that patients travel, individuals travel, and as appears to have happened in this case, individuals may travel before they have any symptoms. One of the things that CDC has done in Liberia, Sierra Leone, Guinea, and Lagos is to work with the airport's authorities. So 100% of the individuals getting on planes are screened for fever before they get on the plane. And if they have a fever, they're pulled out of the line, assessed for Ebola, and don't fly unless Ebola is ruled out.
Frieden says priority one is treating the patients and identifying those who might have come into contact with the patient.
We have a lot more information on this first confirmed Ebola case in the United States that's happening here in North Texas right here on the air on KRLD and online at cbsdfw.com.
Tarrant County jurors deliberated for 2 hours before deciding on a punishment for convicted killer Michelle Williams. KRLD's Chuck Schechner is at the Tarrant County Justice Center. He joins us live now with details. Chuck?
Well, they came back with a sentence of 60 years for the killer mom and the shooting death of her husband as he slept in her bed. That also includes a 10-year sentence in addition to that for tampering with the evidence at the scene of that murder, both be served at the same time. Jack Strickland, the prosecutor, says he's pleased with the verdict.
Well, this was a hard-fought trial, and it was a convoluted trial and a sometimes confusing trial, but I think, as so often happens, the jury got it right.
He had asked the jury to give her at least 40 years. They gave her 60. The maximum would have been life in prison. She'll have to serve at least half that 60-year term before she's eligible for parole. Live in Tarrant County, Chuck Schechner, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It is now 5:07 at KRLD. Traffic and weather together on the 8s next, and then continuing coverage. Ebola confirmed in North Texas. We're about 25 minutes away from a news conference at Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas. You'll hear portions of that live, continuing coverage on 1080 KRLD and online at cbsdfw.com. 5:07.
Traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And at 5:08, still noticing a bit of a delay along 183 in Irving. For an update, let's go right to Randy Fuller.
Westbound 183, that westbound service road at O'Connor is blocked up right now. A wrecker's on the scene, though, so that's good news. They're in the process of clearing this up, but it's still causing some heavy traffic that is affecting northbound O'Connor right now. Northbound 75 Central from the High 5 to about Beltline, moving really slow right now. and eastbound 635 LBJ. A little bit of a minor stack up right now at Luna. We've seen it heavier in other days, but right now it's moving along at a pretty light pace, and then it continues that way past 35E onto about Josie.
Well, as we mentioned earlier, that very serious multi-vehicle accident up in Collin County and Melissa clear just minutes ago, but that one sat there for a while. 75 northbound Melissa Road, so it's still heavy and slow as traffic slowly unwinds. 75 northbound between 121 to Virginia, traffic is rolling stop and go. We've also got delays in Plano, 75 northbound between Spring Creek Parkway to Ridgemont, and the usual rush hour delays underway on the tollway northbound between the Bush Turnpike to Parker. Still have this trouble spot in Arlington. For an update, let's check in with Julian Rogers.
Eastbound I-30, the accident occurred under the Davis Bridge. Now the emergency activity still tying up the right lane. The delays just keep getting worse. Right now traffic is at a standstill from East Loop A-20, so that's setting you back about 30 minutes or so. I would definitely consider using Lancaster to Division to try to get through this. We also have the other trouble spot, 360 southbound. That's going to be at FAA Boulevard. Consistent backup there from about Midway. It's been hanging around there for the last 20 minutes or so. So it's setting you back about 10 minutes there. And if you'll just wade through it, again, that's 360 southbound at FAA Boulevard.
The usual rush hour delays in Denton County. 35 northbound between Swisher to State School Mayhill in Corinth, and Denton southbound 35 between Loop 288 to Post Oak is rolling heavy and slow. With traffic and weather, together on the 8th, your next report, 518. I'm Debbie Douglas on your traffic leader, KRLD.
Clear skies tonight with a low of 73. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and breezy, up to 92. Currently, it's 90.
Good afternoon. It is 5:11 at KRLD, live in the Breitling Energy News Center. Chris Summer, Tayshia Stevens, and Matt Thomas.
Dr. Thomas Frieden with the CDC talking about the Ebola patient now confirmed at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas this afternoon.
That an individual traveling from Liberia has been diagnosed with Ebola in the United States. This individual left Liberia on the 19th of September, arrived in the U.S. on the 20th of September, had no symptoms when departing Liberia or entering this country, but 4 or 5 days later, around the 24th of September, began to develop symptoms. On the 26th of September, initially sought care, and Sunday, the 28th of September, was admitted to a hospital in Texas and placed on isolation. We received in our laboratory today specimens from the individual, tested them, and they tested positive for Ebola.
Dr. David Lakey with the Texas Department of State Health Services says this is the only case they've detected so far.
I want to reiterate that we have no other suspected cases in the state of Texas at this time. But we are closely monitoring the situation, and we're ready to assist in any way that is needed.
And the man had been in West Africa earlier this month, did not show symptoms when he arrived in the U.S. He got sick a few days later, and that's when he went to the hospital. Officials say he was in North Texas to visit family. We have a lot more information on this first confirmed Ebola case in the U.S. here in the North Texas, here on the air and online at CBSDFW.com.
KRLD News Time 5:13. Dallas police are interviewing witnesses still after a security guard was shot and killed overnight at a convenience store. It was during a robbery in Pleasant Grove. Christina Medrano lives just down the street, says she visits the store just about every day.
This strip right here is considered a hot zone of drugs and things like that. He was a good person. I can't believe that he's gone.
Investigators say so far they have no leads, no suspects in the killing.
A lot of confusion between Allen Fire Department and Allen Fire Association over what's supposed to be a benefit.
There's a lot of back and forth between the two organizations over the association's traditional pink breast cancer shirts. Firefighters said earlier today they won't be selling them this year because Fire Chief Bill Hawley had refused to give his permission. But a statement from Teresa Warren with the city of Allen says it's because a formal request was never made by the association. Jeremy Pankin, president of the Allen Fire Department Union, says as the president, he has his own way of making requests, and he's never had problems before.
If I were to send a request as Jeremy Pankin, the firefighter, while on duty, I would have sent all my requests to the chain of command. However, as the chief of our organization, as the president, I have always reached out to the chief. All communication goes directly through him in regards to association business.
In lieu of shirt sales, firefighters will donate to Cleaning for a Reason this year and sell last year's leftover shirts online for $5 apiece. Kristen Weissel, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In the minutes ahead here on 1080 KRLD, a person hospitalized in Dallas being treated this afternoon for Ebola infection. Up next, we're learning more about this individual, a live special report from CBS News, and in 15 minutes, you will hear a news conference from Texas Health Presbyterian in Dallas, the very latest on this developing story. It's 5:14 at KRLD. Traffic and weather next.
Traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's 5:18, a brand new trouble spot in Richardson. Let's go right to Randy Fuller.
Northbound 75 Central at Beltline. HOV, two left-hand lanes are currently blocked, and it is a very heavy stop-and-go. Backup stretches to at least High 5. That's the heaviest part of the backup. Also, the ramps from westbound 635 LBJ headed north onto 75 Central, those are pretty well stacked up right now as well. And westbound 183, the westbound service road is completely blocked up right now, although there are wreckers on the scene, so the cleanup process is definitely underway, but northbound O'Connor is affected with this problem that's over on the ramp. Looks like eastbound 635 LBJ, Oates to about Town East, you're going to encounter some heavy traffic. And then northbound 35E from Manana to Walnut Hill, that is definitely filling in there. And the stack-up starts from Walnut Hill through Royal to about 635 LBJ.
In Collin County, the Dallas North Tollway especially heavy on the northbound side between the Bush Turnpike to 121 on the southbound side. Spring Creek on down to the Bush Turnpike is stop and go. Both directions of the Bush Turnpike between Preston and the tollway, that's rolling stop and go. 75 northbound from the Bush Turnpike. As you approach Park, we've got a delay, then you're off the brakes, and then you're back on again right around Spring Creek to just past Legacy. Still have this trouble spot in Arlington. For an update, let's check in with Julian Rogers.
Eastbound I-30 at Davis, and actually we have some good news here. This accident's cleared out. Big backup to deal with, though. It's going to be unwinding from I-30 for a while, or excuse me, 820 for a while. And if you're on the westbound side, we've got some onlooker traffic associated with that. 121 southbound heading towards Airport Freeway. New accident at Glade Road in the left lane. Expect a little slow traffic from Hall Johnson. And 360 southbound, still that wreck at FAA in the left lane, and that's got us backed up from Midway.
121 northbound between Josie and Old Denton Road. Traffic is rolling stop and go. We've also got delays northbound 35 between Swisher and State School Mayhill. Southbound 35 between Loop 288 to Post Oak, and 35 northbound from the Bush Turnpike to just past Frankfort. That's stop and go. With traffic and weather together on the 8s, your next report 5:28. I'm Debbie Douglas on your traffic leader, KRLD.
Good looking night tonight. Clear skies, low of 73. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and breezy, up to 92. 64 the low Thursday night. Friday, a high of only 84. Currently, we have 90 degrees.
All news, all day. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Some medical history being made in North Texas this afternoon, and there is a chilling aspect to the story. For the first time in U.S. history, a patient confirmed to have Ebola, and that person is hospitalized this afternoon in Dallas. In less than 10 minutes, we will take you to a live news conference at Presbyterian, Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas. That's where KRLD's Austin York is standing by. Hospital officials planning to give us more information on this Ebola case in Dallas County.
Let's get a special report now from CBS.
CBS News special report. I'm Dan Revive. For the first time, a person's been diagnosed here in the United States with Ebola virus. Officials say only that it's a man being treated in isolation in Dallas, in Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital. He flew from Liberia to the U.S., arriving 10 days ago to visit relatives in this country. When he left Africa, he wasn't ill. He felt sick days after arriving. The head of the Federal Centers for Disease Control, Dr. Thomas Frieden, indicates the patient is not an American.
The focus here over the next period needs to be the patient, and we're very very focused on trying to get any assistance we can to the patient who we understand is critically ill.
Four Americans were recently treated in the U.S. for Ebola. They were aid workers diagnosed while in Africa. Then they were hospitalized in the U.S. Another focus for health workers, tracing everyone with whom the patient has had contact in the past 10 days.
I have no doubt that we will control this importation or this case of Ebola so that it does not spread widely in this country.
Dr. Frieden says the patient seems to have spent time with only a handful of people, including relatives. A few, he says, may soon show signs of being ill. He also says the use of experimental drugs is being considered. Texas health officials say they're not aware of anyone else who shows signs of Ebola. CBS News Special Report, I'm Dan Revive.
And we're going to be taking you to a news conference at Texas Health Presbyterian Dallas. KRLD's Austin York is there gathering information. That is where the patient has been isolated. That news conference is expected to start at about 5:30. We'll bring it to you live here on KRLD, and of course we'll be streaming it at cbsdfw.com.
Tonight's final gubernatorial debate between State Senator Wendy Davis and Attorney General Greg Abbott expected to be significantly livelier than the last go-round. University of Texas Politics Project Director Jim Henson says it's a combination of a more relaxed format and a more aggressive Wendy Davis.
We're likely to see the Davis campaign be a little bit more open to taking some risks and trying to move Greg Abbott off of kind of defensive front-runner strategy that everybody knows he's going to want to take.
Polls have continued to show Abbott leading Davis. Tonight's debate begins at 8.
KRLD News Time is 5:24. It's time to check your money. Here's David Johnson.
Stock market took it on the chin today. A sell-off, not a particularly broad sell-off, but maybe a fitting in to a stop and start on and off the last 3 months. The end of the quarter showed gains on all of the major indices, but losses on all of them today. The Dow was down 28 points. The transportation average down 47. The NASDAQ was down a dozen. The S&P average was down 5. Oil is a big story. Oil at $90.68 fell $2.81. We saw it down over $3 a barrel much of the day, off 3% today, off 13% for the quarter. And gasoline hit even harder. Gasoline fell 4% today, down 11 cents, back to $2.58. 10-year rates up a bit to 2.51%. The Dow was down 28. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.